One of the toughest jobs in 19th century America was that of a laundress. Although machines were used in the commercial laundry process, this was still dangerous, back-breaking labor, performed almost entirely by women in sweatshop conditions. The laundry industry has strong roots in Troy, which was known as the Collar City, because the detachable collar for men's shirts was invented there. By the mid-1860s, Troy had more than a dozen commercial laundries to meet the demand for freshly washed, starched, and ironed collars and cuffs. Troy was also home to Kate Mullaney, a young Irish immigrant who worked in a collar laundry where women toiled as many as 14 hours a day, washing, bleaching, scrubbing, and ironing. She watched as many of her co-workers were badly burned by the irons and scalded by boiling water. Spurred on by members of the Iron Molders Union, Kate unionized her colleagues and led them on a successful strike for higher wages. Today, we remember Kate Mullaney as a labor leader and a woman of great courage. That's because it was extremely dangerous to form a union. Since 1850, more than 1,200 people have given their lives for the labor movement. Many were gunned down at rallies, beaten by company-hired thugs, or falsely arrested and then executed. Tragedy and hardship has forged the labor movement and made it stronger. The International Ladies' Garment Workers Union, formed because of the horrific 1911 Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire in New York City. The textile workers in Lawrence, Massachusetts, who carried the 1912 Bread and Roses strike for more than 2 months, endured brutal oppression and the death of a striker, but they also won significant improvements in pay and working conditions. In April 1914, an attack on a camp of striking Colorado coal miners left about 24 dead in what's known as the Ludlow Massacre. That terrible history is the debt modern unions owe to their founders, who sacrificed so much to end child labor, achieve a decent wage, and make factories safer. I come from a union family. In fact, my widowed mother is able to stay in her home because of my father's pension earned through the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Now, I have the privilege of leading United University Professions, which represents faculty and staff at the state-operated SUNY campuses and hospitals. Today, labor faces a very different kind of fight against well-funded anti-union groups that challenge the very right of unions to exist. And too often, these efforts have found sympathetic audiences in non-unionized workers who resent the negotiated protections and benefits of unionized employees. But the truth is, all workers need unions and the benefits of solidarity. Far too many Americans fail to understand that a strong labor movement equals a strong, productive workforce. The middle class is strongest when unions are strong. Union workers earn higher wages and often have better benefits than non-union workers. Unions provide a mighty voice for workers on the job. They reduce wage gaps for women and people of color and provide retirement security. Is the labor movement perfect? No, it is not. But when people earn higher pay and better benefits, they contribute more to the economy and the productivity of their companies. Now, many unionists supported the campaign of Donald Trump. Contrary to popular belief, unions do not control who their members vote for or what they think. As it turns out, the Trump administration has been anti-union from the start. In fact, Trump made his course clear with recent Department of Justice briefings filed in the upcoming U.S. Supreme Court case of Janus versus the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Council 31, a suit that seeks to destroy unions and all that they stand for. Attacks on unions are un-American. We have the right to organize and to bargain collectively. A world without unions means the eradication of the middle class and a return to the sweatshop culture of the 1800s, an exploitive, inhumane culture that still exists around the world. This is the culture that Kate Mullaney fought against and others died trying to change. I close with a welcoming message of hope and determination inspired by the early heroes of the American labor movement. That message is this: unions are at their strongest and best when times are toughest. We have seen far worse than the challenges we face today and we have survived and thrived. The unions in this great country are here to stay. We will never quit. We will join with all workers, and we will fight, and we will never, never surrender.